What about a fence that's made of wood?
Christ throne or something like that.
Gotcha.
I don't think you'd remember that.
Never heard of it.
How about a rail fence?
I have.
Not really. I mean, I might have heard of it, yeah, but...
Alright, let's say you're setting up a barbed wire fence. You have to dig holes for the...
For the post?
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, you might fool her by putting some...
A nest egg.
Alright, ever heard it called anything else?
No.
What do you call... Your best dishes? What's a
John
Johnson's best dishes?
Your fine china.
Alright. Say this egg were made out of that material, it would be a...
A china egg?
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever heard of that?
Well, I believe I've heard of it, but that's not what it's called, and people don't really use that anymore.
Okay.
They shoot them up with drugs and turn the lights on and off now.
Right, every 4 hours or so. What would you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
What do you carry milk in?
A milk pail.
Would a bucket be made out of wood or metal?
A bucket would be made out of wood. Would be made out of wood, and a pail would be made out of metal. But they don't use metal pails much anymore. They use plastic pails because they're more sanitary.
For easier to
clean? Oh, for sure. They don't rust either.
Yeah. What sort of container do you use to carry food into the pigs?
I don't.
What does a farmer use?
And what would a farmer use to carry food to a pig? I don't know, I guess a slop bucket or something.
Exactly. What do you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
What's it made of?
Teflon. I don't use cast iron skillets, they always rust.
What about something big and black that you might use for boiling potatoes and eggs and put in the old fireplace?
A kettle.
What do you call a container that you plant some sort of flower? Green plant.
A flower pot.
All right, how about the one that's long and thin and you can cut flowers in?
A vase. That's a term I picked up in college. I used to call them a vase. You know?
I wanted to ask you. You do say vase now with no hesitation.
Depends who I'm talking to. I mean, you know, the whole idea of communication is to get your meaning across, and a lot of times I'll mispronounce words purposely because they wouldn't know what I was talking about if I said them the way they were supposed to be pronounced.
Is there any... I know now that I put you on the spot.
Well, no, I'll tell you. Not where the meaning wouldn't be clear. Here they say creek. Mm-hmm. Out in Oregon, everyone, including the college professors, say crick.
Uh-huh.
So, in Oregon, I started saying crick.
They don't say crick in the South?
Well, some people might, but there usually are, backwoods farmers would say crick. But in Oregon, everybody says crick. I mean, I was very amazed when I was taking a course in existentialism in the modern novel, and the guy said crick. You know, and I thought, well, I guess that's just the way they pronounce it out here. And I didn't bother to look it up in the OED anyway to see what the pronunciation was. So,
What do you call eating utensils that you lay by the plate?
No, there's a knife, fork, spoon.
Will you please give those to me? They're plural things.
Knives, forks, spoons.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash the dishes.
Again. After you wash the dishes...